This goes to Dr. LaRouche, LaRouche, fax 989-629-8145, regarding Marjorie, Marjorie, Clapp, Clapp, date of birth 8/13/1943. Dear Dr. LaRouche, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Clapp with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, history of kidney stones, and hypertension. Her last visit was August 21st of 2023. She's lost 4 pounds over the last 6 months and is trying to follow a diabetic diet, also low salt. She's going to be starting using a CPAP device. She had a sleep study with a CPAP titration done, and she thinks she's going to have a setting of 6 on the CPAP. Her blood sugars were high. She did not understand she was supposed to stay on Januvia when she started Jardiance. So she's back on her Januvia now, and she's on the Jardiance also. But she is feeling well and hoping that blood sugars will improve. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Minimal edema of the lower extremities. Medications. I also want to highlight Lasix is 20 milligrams. She takes one on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And other medications are unchanged from previous visit. Physical exam. Weight 236 pounds, pulse 72, and blood pressure is 130 over 60. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 1st of 2024. Creatinine is 1.7. That is stable. Previous three levels were 1.45, 1.53, and 1.7. Estimated GFR is 30. Albumin, 4.5. Calcium is 9.8. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus, 3.7. Hemoglobin is 13.4. She does have elevated MCV at 102.5. MCH is 33.1. Normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. No uremic symptoms, no progression. 2, hypertension is currently at goal. 3, diabetic nephropathy. 4, history of kidney stones, no symptoms within the last year. The patient was asking about her CBC and specifically why the MCV and MCH were elevated. She does have a normal hemoglobin. However, she may suffer from B12 deficiency. So that may be a good, it might be a good idea to have that checked next time she has labs done for you. And she will probably bring that up at her next visit. And we will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.